We'll close that. Okay. The man is here, man of the hours. We are now joined by the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion, and that is Chase Elliott. We have several questions lined up here. We will get to them first. I wanted to throw out a quick stat. Credit to my colleague Amanda Ellis on finding this one. Last time most popular driver won the championship was 1988, and that was your father, Bill Elliott. So that's kind of a cool stat to tie this all together. And we'll kick it off right now to some questions. If you have one, raise your hand in Zoom. Physically raise your hand in the room, and we'll get to as many as we can here. We'll kick off with Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you, Chase. I'm curious, is that throughout your racing career, when you've looked at the champions in other series or even looked up to them, I'm curious, what did you see in things that stood out to you about what a champion was? And I know you've already won an Xfinity championship, but what do you hope people see out of you now being a Cup champion?
Yeah, that's a great question. I look at the guys who have achieved this honor as guys who perform in the toughest of situations. And I felt like that's been an area that we haven't done a great job of over my first 5 years, really up until last week. And we had a tough situation, a performer go home type night there at Martinsville, and was able to step up and really get the job done. And I thought that was the piece of the puzzle that we haven't had. And I really felt like we had everything else that we needed, and I really believe that. So last week was a big week, and, you know, I think it was a great practice session and a situation that really helped guide us through today and in preparation and execution.
What do you feel like changed the last 2 weeks? Why did you suddenly become this guy that can handle it in the pressure situations?
Heck, I don't know. I feel like we just put a lot of emphasis on the things that matter and really just didn't care about anything else. And, you know, there's just so much distraction in the world. Everybody's tied to their phones, and, you know, you can get a hold of anybody anytime. And there's just so many things and from the outside that can reach someone. And, that's one thing that I felt like our whole team just did a better job of, was just boiling down to the things that matter. And ultimately it's, you know, how good of a job do we do building that car? How prepared am I coming into a race weekend, and how do we execute it? And I feel like those three things we put more emphasis on than we ever have. I feel like I was mentally locked in better than I've ever been. And yeah, I think the results showed.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Mark Garrow, PRN. Congratulations, Chase.
Thank you.
What's it feel like, or for you personally, to come through with, as I described to both Mr. H and Alan, talking about the same thing, to hit two walk-off homers in a row? So you hit a walk-off homer to win the division championship, and you just hit a walk-off homer to hit the world, to win the World Series. What's it feel like to have that kind of emotional high and come through, as you were talking about before, under these kind of circumstances?
Yeah, just crazy. Heck, how could you? I'm not sure I could have sat down and drawn it up any better, you know? It's unbelievable. It's something that I'm not sure I know I haven't let it sink in yet. I'm waiting on it to hit me, and I'm going to break down and look like a fool here in a minute. I know it's coming, so I really hope I get done with all this media before that happens. But, just so grateful for the opportunities and things that I've had over the years. Great people, you know, my mom and dad, and their support obviously has been there from the beginning. Mr. Hendrick came in and really changed my life. When he wanted to help. And then, you know, not to sound like a NASCAR driver, but NAPA Auto Parts too, coming in when they did. I mean, I 2014 wouldn't have happened without them and the championship that came that season. And man, they've been a they've been a champion partner for years, and now they have a championship to go with it. So very grateful for a lot of great people and more people than I named that have got me here today.
Can you explain what the emotion is, how high this emotion is? Last week you were in the car screaming. Was this a different kind of emotional scream or situation today?
Similar, just bigger, you know, just like this is as big as it gets. I mean, my goodness, a champion in NASCAR in the Cup Series. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Next, we'll go down here. We'll go take three questions from the media center. We'll go Alex, Cole, and then Cameron, and then Dominic.
Hey, Chase, congratulations. You know, that moment when Jimmy drove up to your car afterwards, he said he couldn't quite remember what he said to you during that time. I'm wondering if you remember and what sort of that moment symbolized for you.
Yeah, we were just screaming, or I was screaming. I don't know what he said, but I know we high-fived each other, and that was really cool. In that moment, actually, there was a photo that had sat around my parents' office for years. I think it was 2001, if I'm not mistaken, 01 or 02, Dad won the race at Homestead, and Matt Kenseth won the championship, and y'all can fact check me on that, but I think it was 01, or maybe, I don't know, whenever Matt won his champion, 03? Okay, so he won the race, Dad won the race, and Matt won the championship, and there was a photo that sat around of them high-fiving in their cars as they were driving by. And I saw Jimmy kind of taking his victory lap up there, and that picture flashed in my head, and I was like, damn, that would be super, super cool to recreate that moment. We did. I really hope somebody took that picture because that was really cool. I hope somebody got it, but that was really what sparked that and what made me want to go do it.
Next up, we'll go to Cole.
Hey, Chase, congrats. Cole Cusimano with Popular Speed. Jimmy had mentioned he spoke with you and Alan pre-race about when he won the race and the championship in 2016, his final championship, obviously. You did the same today, carrying the neon yellow 9 in his honor.
Yeah.
So what did that mean for you to achieve that feat in your first attempt? And was that kind of like a passing of the torch in a way?
Yeah, I guess we should just change our colors to neon all the time. Kind of what I'm thinking. But, today I feel like symbolizes a lot of great things, and I feel like there's a lot of things from today I'll look back on, you know, in a week or a month or a year, and I'll be like, dang, that was really cool. So that being one of them for sure. You know, Jimmy and I have shared some really cool moments on track, and they've been in really big moments of my career. You know, the moment we shared after Watkins Glen, the road to that first win, and then for the greatest of all time to, you know, be kind of hanging it up today and to win a championship on that day. I mean, that's just a really cool thing. And as a fan of his, number one, and as a person that's looked up to Jimmy in many ways over the years, I'm not sure I could have dreamt of that any better.
Cameron
Richardson, the Lumberjack. Chase, congrats. With all the craziness this year has brought, what was the most difficult obstacle you had to overcome on your path to the championship?
I think for us, it's just been kind of getting over the hump in those big moments. Something that we've done a okay job of at times, but not something we've been able to do with authority. And I really thought, you know, performing like we did last week at Martinsville was a really big deal. And then performing like we did today, I thought was a really big deal. So finding that groove and finding that comfort in those big moments, I think is huge. And that's something that, you know, we can take this and grow from further. And I'm really excited about that. And I'm really proud of my team for stepping up in big situations and getting it done.
Next, we'll go to Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, Morgan told me, she's a part of our team, and she kind of let me know that, we had failed twice. And my first thought was like, oh, we're going to lose our pit pick too. Like, that was the first thing in my head. I'm like, oh, dang, you know, we're going to lose that first pit box. Like, I really don't think, you know, starting position is great and all, whatever, I feel like, from that standpoint. But that pit pick is huge. That starting position stays with you. It could potentially be done when you leave turn two, but that pit pick stays with you till the race is over. So the first thing that really kind of stuck in my head was like, dang, are we going to lose that too? And then once I kind of realized that we didn't, I'm like, okay, you know, if we have our car good and our balance is right, you know, who cares if you start last for, heck, the race 312 laps, you know? That's no excuse to not get the job done, I feel like, if your car is driving good. So, yeah, just took it for what it was and enjoyed that we still had that first pit box and got going. I mean, you know, I don't know that that's really for me to say who is or isn't the face of something, but, you know, and from where I sit, it's a performance industry, right? It's entertainment from the outside looking in, but what makes my living is performing or not. So I think me performing at a high level is going to take me a lot further in life than being the face of something. So my focus is on doing my job, and that's to drive a car to its full potential every week, as long as I'm hired to do so. Yeah, thanks.
Dominic?
Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts. When you look back on this season, what would you say are some of the biggest lessons you have learned as a race car driver?
Man, y'all got some tough ones today. heck, I don't know. You know, I kind of keep coming back to last week, but I just think about last week and the things that kind of brought and the emotions that came with that. I guess a big lesson I've learned over the past couple weeks is, you know, if you believe you can do something and you put the preparation and you put your head in the right place, you can go and accomplish great things. And I felt like I was in a better mental state, you know, over the last couple months than I've been in the past. I felt like I was locked in, and that's great, right? Like, being locked in doesn't just guarantee you to do good, and I understand that. Everybody's locked in, I feel like, when you get to this point, but those things certainly helped, and I think that helped me to get to another level. And I look forward to building on that and trying to improve.
And 60 years from now, when you're sitting on the rocking chair thinking back on this night, on this championship run, what are you going to remember the most?
Just exactly that, you know, like when I'm dead and gone and my dad's dead and gone, he and I will share a championship with the last name Elliott for forever. And I don't think it gets any cooler than that, in my opinion.
Next, we'll go to Jerry Jordan. Go ahead, Jerry.
And Chase, Jerry Jordan kicking the tires on that first. That photo's on Twitter. I'll make sure you get the actual real copy of it.
Thank you. Thank you. Jimmy. I'm excited about those.
Not a problem. I'll make sure you get that. Second, can you talk about, like, did you think this day, this race, not the championship per se, but the race itself would get here with everything that's gone on this season? Were you just like, was there kind of a sigh of relief when you came in here today and you knew that this was the finale, win, lose, or draw, this was 2020 for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. And, you know, I think last week was that for us too. And I put a lot of emphasis on that. I talked about it a lot. And I challenged myself to realize that too, you know. It wasn't the championship but it was a perform or end your season. Yes. And that's the same thing as it is today. This is such a unique format. You know, I did think about today when I woke up this morning. I was just thinking about my kind of career and the things I've gone through in racing, and just such a unique way for racing to be there. There is no other, like, there was nothing through my racing career that, you know, took 16, then to 12, and then to 8, and then to 4. And it was just super interesting. I just thought about it, and I was like, dang, you know, it's such a unique thing, and it's such a new perspective on racing that we have not had from, you know, being a competitor. All my years of doing this, you know, in short tracks and things of that nature, there's just nothing that really felt like that. There were big races, but heck, there's bigger. The Daytona 500 is a big race. So it's just such a different feel as you kind of dwindle it down. And, you know, it makes you kind of understand, I guess, what other sporting figures and athletes feel like, because that is more similar, I guess, to their situation. It's different. And in some situations, some people might not like it, and I understand why. But from a competitor standpoint, dang, you know, it is different. There's not a lot that really prepares you for it, you know, until you get to NASCAR.
Thank you. Congratulations, bud.
Thanks.
Next, we'll go to Steve Hummer. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Chase. I'm just wondering, that being a champion, a NASCAR Series champion, does that change? That'll change perceptions, obviously, outside your world of who you are. Does it change your perceptions yourself as a driver?
I don't know that it changes. I don't know. I don't know what it changes, to be honest with you. I'm not really sure that I realize what has happened today. So ask me when we get to Daytona if it changed anything for me or not, because I don't know right now.
Well, can I ask you about the emotion in the car right after the race? The
sure.
In-car camera caught you kind of teary-eyed. And you know what prompted that?
Yes. I mean, this is a moment that, heck, I've only dreamt about, and something that, heck, I'm still not sure I completely realize what has exactly happened. But, you know, I just I don't feel like I'm a crier in these situations. But dang, you know, I feel like there's going to come a time where I'm probably going to break down and really lose it. I feel like I kind of did there after the race, and then you get caught up in everything else that's going on. So I'm really looking forward to just kind of sitting back and looking at everything from a different perspective and just, you know, enjoying it. But I'm also going to enjoy it as I'm living it, because this is something that may not ever happen ever again. And I recognize that. And it's a moment and a time and an accomplishment that I will never, ever, 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 ever take for granted. And, you know, it's a really big deal to me.
Thank you much.
Next, go to Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Chase, congratulations first, but just curious, Rick Hendrick handed you a phone. Who was on the other end?
Yeah, Jeff Gordon. Jeff was on the other end. You know, there was only so many people allowed this weekend, and, you know, I was grateful to, you know, have my family, and as you have family and partners and Mr. Hendrick and whatnot, there was only so many spots, and Jeff was gracious enough to stay back home and you know, just really appreciate him calling and reaching out and saying what he did. You know, it's a big moment for both of us. I think it's kind of unique and special for he and I, because we both work with Alan, and, you know, he had a run in a championship with Alan and, you know, things didn't work out. And I think he's probably one of very few people that respect AG the way I do and, believe in him like I do. And so I think he just knows how big of a deal it is for him. And, you know, he's been a championship crew chief for a long time. It just took until today to actually have the title next to his name. But man, I'm proud of him, and I'm you know, I wouldn't want to go to war with anybody else.
That was my next question for you, was just talk about Alan. I mean, he came close with Jeff, he came close with Mark. You guys finally got him to that championship. What is it about his character, his determination? I mean, we could all go on and on, but what is it that makes him so unique?
Well, you know, I think the bottom line about Alan is he wants it more than you, and he is going to work harder than you to go get the job done, period. You know, he's an intense guy.
and he's going to outwork you to get it done. I guarantee it. And I've seen that for a long time. And I'm very, very glad that he can quit and be done and be a champion, because he, you know, I don't deserve shit. I don't feel like, but I feel like if anybody deserves anything, it's him. And I'm very proud of him for that.
Thank you. And thank you for your honest success assessment.
Thanks.
Next, we'll go to JB Ricks. Go ahead, JB.
Hey, Chase. JB Ricks from Spectrum News One. Congratulations on the championship. I wanted to ask you, with you being so young, 24 years old, and getting your first championship and doing it the same year that Jimmy Johnson, you know, ends his Hall of Fame career, you know, with his seven championships, do you gain any inspiration off of that at all as far as the type of Hall of Fame career that you want to build now that you got your first one out of the way already?
Man, I don't, and right now I'm just enjoying today, you know, and it's certainly easy to look ahead and kind of think what's next. But if there's one thing I've learned so far today, I feel like when you win a championship, it's enjoy now. And I'm going to do that. And I will worry about 2021 and beyond when 2021 gets here. And I'm not going to sweat it right now.
Next, we'll go to Davey Siegel. Davey?
Jace, you said that earlier this week you had no idea what car Allen was bringing. You didn't really worry about any of that. With no practice or qualifying, I assume that you didn't have any worry about it rolling off the truck being fast. There were no second thoughts there?
No, I mean, I didn't have any second thoughts for sure. And I don't even know. I couldn't tell you what car we ran today currently. I have no idea. But, you know, I know that when we started the race today, it was in the ballpark. We fell off. I felt like on a couple runs there, Brad got by us, and the next adjustment was good, and the last one was even better. And that's all you can ask for.
He's talking about you're going to soak this in. So what are the celebration plans like? Are you going back home, or are you staying in Phoenix for the night?
Man, good question. I'm going to stay here tonight. I feel like it's late, kind of 7. So I think I'm going to stick around here tonight and enjoy a night in Phoenix here in November 8th of 2020. And then, I guess I'll go home tomorrow and, I don't know, figure out what's next. I'm looking forward. I'm going to try to do some racing over the off season, which I'm excited about. And I haven't really spent an off season racing before. So looking forward to doing that. But, heck, I'm going to enjoy it. We did it. It's done. That's it. Here we go.
Good deal. Congrats. Soak it in. Thank you.
Oh, are they? Okay, perfect. Hey, listen, I'm down. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I feel like the town of Dawsonville should just exempt all work and school tomorrow. I think it'll be really cool. I can't wait to get home. You know, it's actually funny that this week, the past couple weeks, I really didn't know where we were going to start. And as I was driving to the airport, I passed the pool room on my way. And on the way, they have, you know, where I'm starting on the sign. So that's, as you know, I'm not on social media right now. So I'm like, hell, here we go. Hey, we're starting wherever this week, which was really cool. So I like that. I like figuring it out on the way to the airport and let the pool room let me know. So excited for them. What a cool tradition they've carried on for a long time. And grateful for the Perkle family and glad that all those great people can experience this with me.
Next, we'll go to Stephen Conley. Go ahead, Stephen.
Congratulations, Chase. Jimmy was in here earlier talking about what his conversation with you, and before the race told you that he had to start in the back prior to his final championship. I'm wondering if that helped kind of set your mind at ease going through everything that had happened today and then made the job a little easier at hand.
Yeah. You know, the last text message I saw before the race was from Jimmy, and he said, you know, the road to the top, I forget what he said, but he said something about the road to the top can have some twists in it. I hate you guys are having to start in the back, but you know, you can get it done. And that was the last thing I saw before the race. So certainly appreciate his support. He's been a great support system this week. I've talked to him multiple times. He's reached out on a couple occasions, and which is really cool. So very, very, very thankful. I mean, he's a hero of mine. I think he'll go down as the greatest to ever do this mess. And, you know, for that type of guy to be reaching out, lending support, and genuinely wanting you to do good, I mean, hell, what else can you ask for?
And you said earlier that you've been dreaming about this moment. Has it lived up to those dreams and expectations?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. And far surpassed. You know, grateful cameras and all the stuff's great, as good as it is nowadays, because we get to keep these moments and cherish them for forever. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next, we'll go to Marty Seleka. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you very much. Chase, congratulations, man, on your first ever championship. I asked you last week, earlier in the week during media day, on how cool it would be with Bill winning the championship in 88, like all those similar LA teams, and you now in 2020.
Yeah.
That's finally happened now. What do you think? You're and right. How cool is it?
Well, I still think stats are for losers. I said that during the week. And that's one of those stats that just don't do you any good, I feel like, to think about throughout a week. But yeah, that's really interesting. You know, 1988 was a good year, I guess, for the Elliots. I wasn't around for it, but I heard it was really cool.
And, sorry.
2020 certainly is now too.
And what you just said about the town of Dawsonville thinking they should get an exemption. I look back at your tardy slip from 2014 back when you were in high school on the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
You'd stay up. The day would be called off because of a junior. Is this what you're kind of feeling now tonight, similar to that?
Heck yeah. For sure. If I had to go to school tomorrow, it ain't happening. there's no doubt about that. So, yeah, for sure. Really big deal to me. And to be honest with you, there's really not a bigger deal to me than this and today. So, like I said, I'm not going to take it for granted.
Enjoy, man. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Next, we'll take one from Stephen Toronto. Go ahead, Stephen.
Chase, on the subject of Dawsonville, you are the latest NASCAR champion from Georgia, and you know obviously you've got everything going on in Dawsonville. You also had UGA Athletics congratulate you on the championship on Twitter. How much civic pride do you take in being that person to not only represent the state of Georgia, but also bring the championship back there?
Yeah, so cool. I mean, I know – listen, I'm as big of a Braves fan and as big of a Dogs fan as you're going to find. And I know the past few weeks have been rough, right? You know, the Braves losing to the Dodgers after being up 3-1. But, you know, well, I guess it all happens for a reason. If that didn't happen, we wouldn't have the cool stat y'all just told me about the Dodgers and the Lakers and Dad winning in 88. So, I hate that it came at the expense of the Bravos for sure, but selfishly, I'm happy the way today turned out.
Thank you. Congratulations and go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
I know that we have a number of questions left, but that is all the time we have with Chase. Congratulations on your championship. Those in Zoom, have a great night. Thank you for your coverage, and we'll see you in Daytona.
See you there. Thanks.
Hold on. All right. Thanks to all of our media. I'll have all the transcripts, audio, and video posted here shortly. So thank you guys so much.